You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 94 Red Cross staff and volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Milton cleanup. The Red Cross says if you can't volunteer, the next best way to help is to donate money. You can learn more about ways to help on the Red Cross website. You need a Department of Natural Resources permit to burn brush or debris in 13 Wisconsin counties. That's because ongoing dry weather is spiking the risk of wildfires. That'll remain the case for the foreseeable future. You don't need a permit for campfires or grills. There's more on the DNR website. Democrats are hitting battleground Wisconsin in the run-up to Election Day. Lisa Hale was with Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz in Green Bay yesterday.
Walz appealing to union labor and people who care about reproductive rights.
I'm going to make a message to the guys here. If you had any women you love in your life, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, and friends, let's not forget, their lives are literally at stake in this election. Let's be very clear.
Kamala Harris is scheduled to return to Wisconsin Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. Spending is trending up in the race for U.S. Senate. Democrats have outspent Republicans so far, $93 million to $69 million, but Republicans are outspending Democrats between now and Election Day, $21 million to $15 million. Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points in the latest Marquette poll. Rural voters could decide this year's presidential election. Sarah Janes of the Rural Democracy Initiative says that rural voters tend to be swing voters interested in the needs of working people.
They're very focused on working people as kind of the heroes of the economy and concerns that impact working class people.
The initiative's most recent poll finds Donald Trump leading among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that support has dropped between March and September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. October 26th, it's the ultimate showdown in middle school basketball. Join the Eagle Elite Basketball Booster Club at the Schwamigan School District North Campus for high-energy games and fierce competition as middle school teams battle it out for glory. Don't miss out on this epic event. Team space will be limited, and you can stay tuned to them on Facebook for more details. Be sure to sign up early to secure your spot. Once again, this is October 26th at the North Campus of the Schwamigan School District for the first annual Eagle Elite Nest Fest 5v5 Middle School Boys Basketball Tournament. Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's the third annual Fright Fest. This is a family event for all ages, and there will be Trunk or Treat, the Giant Pumpkin Drop, and more. A free movie, sponsored by Northwoods Community Credit Union, will start at 2 p.m. at Park Theater. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce reminds you to please note the change in the event location to Prizler Park for this year due to construction at Old A Memorial Park. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Prizler Park in Park Falls. But before that, this Saturday at 6 p.m., at Big Muskie Lounge, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's Iron County's largest haunted house. This is Springstead's second haunted house event, and once again will be taking place this Saturday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Big Muskie Lounge over on Highway 182. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. Giannis with 24 points in 23 minutes. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands. Unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor with his hands. He does a great job of doing it and staying in the defense.
NFL, the Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week, but I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's your weekend box office roundup. Terrifier 3 did not disappoint moviegoers as it led the way in cinemas across the country. The horror film, which received a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, took in over $18 million at the box office this past weekend. The Wild Robot finished in second place with $13.5 million at the gate. Joker Folie à Deux, the follow-up to The Joker, had a huge drop-off of over 80% from its opening weekend haul. The film pulled in just over $7 million in only its second week. Critics and audiences both panned the film, so it's not too big of a surprise. Folie à Deux just barely edged out Beetlejuice, which came in fourth place, also with just over $7 million, but the Beetle-related sequel is in its sixth week of release and has made $275 million total. Rounding out the top five was the Pharrell Williams-inspired Lego stop-motion film Piece by Piece, which took in $3.8 million at the box office. New releases are just around the corner. Succession star Jeremy Strong does not miss being on the popular show. That might surprise some people, as it was an immensely popular show and won a slew of awards. Oftentimes it is mentioned as one of the best TV shows ever. Strong says he owes a lot to Succession, but the show messed him up. Strong says carrying the troubles of his character Kendall Roy for 7 years was almost too much. How much is too much? When asked if he would consider a spinoff where his character would be the star, he said it is not something he wishes to do. When an actor is willing to turn down millions of dollars, I tend to believe them. The film The Apprentice, about the life of Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, has been given mostly good reviews, but it is getting torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. Andrew Garfield says after Heath Ledger shot Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight, he felt a great sense of accomplishment. The Spider-Man actor says that when Ledger arrived on the set of his next film, with Garfield, called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, catchy title, that he was downright smug. Garfield shared stories of his friend on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Ledger passed away 6 months before The Dark Knight hit the big screen from an accidental drug overdose in 2008 at the age of 28. Garfield added that Ledger wasn't cocky about it, but just knew he had done really great work in a really good film. It's always hard to watch a moving picture after reading the book, but Jane Austen fans still might not mind that Pride and Prejudice is coming to Netflix. The series is in the early stages of development. Variety reports that there is no cast yet attached, but this isn't the first time that Netflix has worked with Austen's material. In 2022, Dakota Johnson starred in the movie Persuasion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday. Sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.